having a vision of himself as Kamala Manjari, and he's seeing Lalita and Rupa Manjari. So at that time, he falls flat at their lotus feet.
What lotus feet?
Rupa Manjari and perhaps Lalita. So, and then his vision disappears. So I didn't understand, if he's in his Manjari form, why he would be offering obeisances. Mm-hmm.
He's saying that why is Bhaktivinoda in his Manjari form saying obeisances at the feet of Rupa Manjari or maybe Lalita in this Navadvibhava Taranga when he has visions? Why is he paying obeisances?
Why not?
Because Manjaris are just friends, they don't pay obeisances to each other.
All the disciples of Swamiji are in the same category? Huh?
No.
If a new one, like Giridhar Maharaj, Giridhari Maharaj of Hong Kong, pays obeisance to Kamal Krishna Swami, is it incorrect? Understand my feeling?
Mm-hmm. Huh? But I thought when one reaches his spiritual body, then there's no more obeisances, but just embraces and sidelong glances and things like that.
But senior and junior, there are sakhis. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur himself, he knows that he's junior sakhi to Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari is the prominent among prominent. So she should be given respect to Rupa Goswami. Should be given respect. Because Loknath Das Goswami is also a Manjari. But Narottam Thakur is being Vilas Manjari himself. Yeah, herself is praying to Lokanath Goswami that when Lokanath more Sange Laya Jabe, Sirup Manjari Patpadme Samarpan Karibe. And when Lokanath Goswami in his Manjari form will take me and will
Rupa
Manjari and offer me in the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari. Hiyathi Manjari, Vilas Manjari, Loknath Das Goswami, Manjulali Manjari, and Rupa Manjari. He is telling that the status of three Manjaris are like this. No. Here is Vilas Manjari, here is Manjulali, and here is on the top Rupa Manjari. So all should pay respect to Rupa Manjari in Manjari. Rati Manjari, you know, who is? But he always pays respect to Rupa Manjari. It may be that sometimes Rupa Manjari will pay respect to lovers also. It may be. No harm. Krishna being the Supreme, the self flat on the face of Srimati Radhika or Manjari, then if any case will come, then Radhika will fall on the feet of Manjari that you should go and take Krishna, bring Krishna. Understand? What understand? Nothing.
Just words.
Don't ask all these questions to me, because all are suspecting that Narayan Maharaj is going to be Sahajiya Vaishnava. And you are propaganding me for the whole world. आपका क्या है जो भी
की कॉन्फ्लिक्शन होती है
तो बिकम सेल्फ का और वो ये सब पता से को फाड़ है एंड वो भी
जी द क्वोट इज फ्रॉम द कृष्ण बुक
इट्स
नॉट अ बुक इट्स नॉट अ बुक लेट मी गो दिस इज my god brother got this from our spiritual master's Krishna book, which is a summary study of the 10th canto in the chapter when Uddhava comes back to Vrindavan. It says, Krishna in his original identity returned to Nanda Maharaj and stayed with the gopis and Mother Yasoda in his bhava. In his expansion, Krishna and Balaram remained in Mathura, not in their original forms, but in their expansions of Vasudeva and Sankarshan. The real Krishna and Balaram were in Vrindavan in their bhava manifestation. I never heard of bhava manifestation before.
How?
Bhava manifestation.
What is the question here?
I never heard of Bhava manifestation before.
What is the question?
Well, what is it?
Who is writing this letter?
My god brother. He.
What he asked?
No, he's just quoting it because he mentioned it in a class once, and I wrote to him and I said I never heard of this Bhava expansion. So then he wrote in a letter quoting from our spiritual master's summary study of the 10th canto. So I don't know what this bhava manifestation is. I never heard of it before.
A man, why you come here? Yeah, they come.
To get
they used to,
to get manifestation of bhava.
They think that Maharaj has some sneha with us. And he speaks with prem. No? All one wants that anyone or anyone to whom I love, he should love me. All are hungry for love, prem. So a person wants to live in a place where he gets much and more prem. Understand? This is theory. Where he get less prem, he don't want to live there. For Krishna and Balaram, especially for Krishna, Krishna knows that in whole world, all world, gopi living in Vrindavan, they have toughest kind of prem to me. Dwarkavasi or Mathuravasi has no prem like them. Understand? If Krishna receives more and top quality of prem in Braja, why he should go to Dwarka or Mathura and live forever, permanent living there? No? it is surely that the bhakts of Dwarka and Mathura also want Krishna. But their prem is not so supreme. Krishna may go to Dwarka and Mathura, but permanently he should live in Vrindavan, because prem is highest in Vrindavan. But yet we see that when Balaram and Krishna went to Mathura with Vasudev, he lived there and Nanda Baba came alone. We see Krishna Baladev did not care. With that later. Baladev has come from Dwarka once for 1 or 2 months. But Krishna never came. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is not written. But our Goswamis have an idea that Krishna may come, and he has come. Anyhow, in Srimad Bhagavat it is not written. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, in this sloka, he is explaining this thing, that Krishna should live in Vrindavan because there is highest class of rain he receives. He cannot live in Mathura and Dwarka. But we see that Krishna and Baladev never returned with Nanda Baba to Mathura in Vrindavan. He writes that it is absurd. Krishna, Nandanandan, Brajanandan, Yasodanandan, Radhakant, Rasvilasi Krishna cannot live in Mathura. So he is explaining that when Nanda Baba is returning, one form of Krishna and Baladev, which was Nandanandan and Rohini Nandan, not Vasudeva Nandan, Devaki Nandan, Rohini Nandan, which was purely Brajesh Nandan. They both returned with Nanda Baba in one, in Prakoshta. Prakoshta means?
Section.
There are 2 sections. One is Dwarka Mathura and another section is Braja section. In Braja, Krishna is Yasodanandan Gopika. So this how section returned with Nanda Baba to Braja, and another which has
less bhav
is called Madhurya, Aishwarya Lila, Aishwarya Bhav. That Aishwarya Bhav, that is Vasudeva Krishna, Vibhuti of Brajendranandan and Baladev, they were in open way, they lived in Mathura. And another, the root bhav, mool bhav, it came with Nanda Baba to Braja, but not openly. Only Rasik Vaishnav and some Brajavasis saw, not others who had Aishwarya bhav. They saw only Aishwarya Krishna, and those Madhurya, they saw that Krishna and Baladev had come. But in Aprakat Lila, that Leela was going on in Aprakat. And that Leela in Mathura was going on Prakat Leela. So, the persons, Brajavasis of Golok Vrindavan, they saw that Krishna has come in Aprakat Leela. And Krishna came with Baldev there. In one bhav, what bhav?
Bhav expansion.
Bhav expansion. Understand something? So, Krishna cannot leave a moment out of Vrindavan. Krishna has told it himself. So this is true. Where did it back? Not here. Not in this work. What are the symptoms of rag? What?
Full absorption.
Eh?
Complete absorption.
And mamata. And melting of heart. Much more. In this world it is, it will not form. In this world only abhas of that rag can be seen. Not. It will see only Rupa Goswami and all others. They are not the persons of this world. They are all of Brijavasi. So in them it can be seen. Kam krodh lobh mad moh matsarya. They are like a dacoit. Dacoit, you know? Dacoit. They are like dacoit waiting in way to loot everything of the passengers who have so much wealth in their pocket. Which are they? Passengers. Who are passengers?
Sadak.
Sadak of Raganuga. Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavita Mati. Only. Those who want to serve Krishna like Brijavasi. This wish, this greed is that lump sum wealth. There is nothing wealth than this. And the dacoits are waiting to loot this thing. How? By giving a rope in neck and pushing. That if there is kam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, matsarya is there in sadhak heart, they will take away that very precious mati. Mati means that greed towards Krishna. It may be that any sadhak wants to serve Krishna like gopi and he is progressing. But a chance will come that disciple may be angry to his Gurudev. And, oh, he is against me, so I should leave. This anger is taking that precious thing and he will go away. This is calm. Calm means any kinds of desire. But most desire, toughest desire, what is in this world? Lust. If any man have a very little lust, then he will be destroyed. His bhakti will be destroyed at all. We have seen so many persons, so many, not only one. Those who have come to do bhakti, and in no minute, kaam, krodh, lobha. Lobha is also very serious thing. Mada. Mad means? What is mad? I'm so beautiful. I'm so beautiful person, I'm so beautiful lady. I'm so rich. I'm so much wealthy. I know Vyakaran. You know Vyakaran? I know. I'm so educated. I've come in a very very high class family. These are more than this. Sarapsar means 50. More than 50 and other things. A hisky proud may go out after 24 hours. But this must
remain.
It can remain up to births and hundred and thousand births. And it is spoil everything. That whiskey will not spoil so much. But this whiskey of mud will spoil everything for lakhs and lakhs. But if he sleep in this janma, in mano janma, but human form being this, and if you are slipped in kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moha, lusta and all mother, then it will go down for lakhs and lakhs. So it is very, 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 very. But savdhan.
Careful.
Careful. What we have done in past, what we have done. Now I see. I still don't have all this. And if there is anything, then we will beg fire from anyone. And everything will be done. I have no calm, krodh, lobh, mad, moha. Nothing. You know moha? What is moha?
Illusion.
What it means?
What is not
thinking I am the body.
This is also, but
taking what
I
is not true to be true.
Illusion. Illusion of what?
Illusion.
That I love a person. No? Which is not bhaktiman. No? Bhaktiman, you know?
Devotee.
Eh?
Devotee.
No, he is not pure devotee. But he gives me some wealth, some reputation, worldly things he gives. I have illusion with that person, with that lady. Because he is giving so much things to me. So if there is more illusion to him, then we cannot leave this thing. We will deprive of deprive means?
Deprive.
But some very little thing. we will meet in this life. So we should be very careful for this asat chesta desire. They have a very tight rope, what?
Around the neck.
Binding around our neck. I cannot do anything against that. I am helpless. I have no power to resist. Only yes, Nityananda Prabhu, Gaurachandra, his associate, Rupa Sanatan, up to our Gurudev, they are so powerful. So, we should cry bitterly, O Bakbhid. You know Bakbhid? Bakbhid?
Krishna who has killed Bakasura.
So Bakbhid. Agavid. Agasur. Take it. Not all boys could not do anything. They were helpless and all were. Well, helpless. So we are helpless. We cannot do anything. Like the cows and friends in Bhandirvan. When comes CID, given fire in the wooden, in the, that one, Bhandirvan. And all began to cry because they are all burning. Then they, oh Krishna said me, oh Baldev. And they said that. At once Krishna came and they were in Bhandirvan, in the very calm and quiet and sushital,
cool
on the tree. On the side of that tree. And cows are seeing. They were thinking that, we were in dream. And actually, what happened? So, if all calm, crowd, low, moha in our heart, are we are helpless at that time. If we call the servants of Bakavid, Krishna, the sevak of Krishna, the associates of Krishna, like Rupa kind of others, Nityananda Prabhu, Vishachana, then they will at once come and kill kam, krodh, low, mad, moh. There, what is their written by which they will cut the rope from their neck, and they will cut also who has bring that rope, and they will cut all the daggers. So we should always try to weep and cry, O Rupa Sanatan, O South Damodar, Raya Ramananda. Please save me, O Gurudev, save me, O Bhakti Vinod Thakur, O Prabhupada, you should save me. When crowd comes in our heart and we become serious, at that time may we call our Gurudev Vaishnav, we forget all this. What to do? Then tears began to come. But these tears should be come for crying their name. Then they will say, otherwise they will not say. If you see, I am powerful to go out of their clutches, then you will see that we are drowning in what?
Ocean.
Boundless ocean. The root of all these things are calm. You know calm? Desire. We have no desire. Only one desire. To serve our Gurudev, Vaishnavas. For serving, getting the service of Radha and Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No? Only this desire. No desire. Only desire will be here, what?
Serving Gurudev.
And? We are serving Gurudev, Vaishnava, to have the service of Radha and Kanjiva. So this, two desires to be there, only. No desire at all. If we will have only desire to serve and Radha, then how we will be alive? What will be our living source? We should try to also for this, for the cloth, for our living thing or not? What? If anything is there, then Krishna will see. He will manage it. You'll have to so much faith in Krishna. This is called Saranagati. If you have no Saranagati, you have no confidence on Krishna, then go to Atlantic Ocean.
Drown.
So first is desire comes. Then if desire is then we may give him beef, poison or any, we will do any curse or anything we can do. And then we will go to heaven. So first, our whole desire is there. No desire at all. Can you do? Only desire to serve Radha and Krishna. No. If this desire is so powerful, then all desire, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, moh, mad, parjivi, will go forever. How it will go? Vaishnava will tell that, listen my Hari Katha. And listening of this Hari Katha, in this guise, Krishna will go in heart with all Hari Katha there. And he will go and wash his heart with kaam, krodh, lobh, mad, moh, mad, parjivi. Then only desire will be bhakti lata, and it will go to crossing this world, crossing Diraja, crossing Vaikuntha, Ajodhya, Dwarka, Mathura, it will reach in Vrindavan. And there is a very kalpa vriksha tree, he is Krishna, and it will go around that tree. And it will go up to that tree, top of the tree, and cover this tree, and their frame fall will be. And they will taste. So we should cry, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sivak Adisi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda, Evara Karuna Kara Chaitanya Goswami. Kya hai? Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu, দয়া কর মোরে তোমা বিনা কে দয়ালু জগত মধ্যে নন নিজ দয়া টু প্রোটেক্ট মি হাহা স্বরূপ সনাতন রূপ রঘুনা ভট্টযুগ সিজৌ গোপাল লোকনা দয়া কর প্রভু প্রভু ভক্তিবিনোদ ঠাকুর এন্ড নরোত্তম ঠাকুর অল হ্যাজ কি সুখ লাগিয়া আছে প্রাণ প্রেম রতন ধন বিটিং এন্ড বিটারলি এন্ড বিসুখ We should sing all these kirtans. So we should not go in bad association. We should be in good bhaktiman association and living all the desires. Kaam ko. আরে চেতা প্রদ্যুত কপট কুটনাটি ঘর খর সন্ন মুদ্রা সদাতং গন্ধার বা ভজন গিরধর পদ প্রেম বিলসক সুধাম বোধ হোস্নাত্বা সমপি নিকরং মাঞ্চ সুখয় Here, in sixth, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling about the kapatta of sadhak. There are three kinds of sadhak. One is parinishchit and nirapekkha. One is He gives praise on Varnasam Dharma. He does also bhakti. But importance he gives on Varnasam Dharma. And to protect Varnasam Dharma, he does Hare Krishna Naam or bhakti. He is Swa Nishtha. Swa means Varnasam Dharma Nishtha. Nishtha means? Faithful. Parinishtha is He is some upper level. He has some belief on Varnasam, but not more. He accepts only Varnasam Dharma, the parts of Varnasam Dharma, which is helpful for bhakti. But he adopts something. He is parinishchit. Both are grihastha. And parinishchit has left Varnasam Dharma. And he only do bhakti. No dharma, no adharma. We have left this world. We have left our wives, children, wealth, everything we have. But yet we may be kapati. Kapati means?
Cheater.
Having this shape of sannyas, she can cheat others to have rupya paisa. Wealth. No? We will play a trick that also pay us money. The trick is that. If we are playing these tricks, collecting money, collecting praise, collecting all these worldly things, then in no time we will be drowned. So we should not do all these things. We should try to be pure. One is the Swanist means those who are
other sampradaya.
Not other sampradaya. we have left everything. Everything. And we are trying to develop our bhakti. But yet something is there. What is? That so many persons living, they don't serve Niskinchan Vaishnav, those who are wealthy. They go to them and serve them. Because Niskinchan Vaishnav will not give. He will give only bhakti, but they don't want really bhakti. They want wealth. That is, we go to Puri. Why? To serve or to see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that case. What case? And to renew all the upadeshas of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, what he gives to Sarup, Damodar, Raya, Ramananda and Raghunath. But if he goes, that both purpose will be served. By earning some rupees and to see both. Then what will be? Only money purpose will be served and that purpose will be go. No?
No.
That kind of Swamis, sadhak will not admit this fact. This is the rogue.
Disease.
This is the disease. This is one who is himself diseased.
Yes.
Rogi. He knows that I am well.
Yes.
I am well. I have no disease at all. No need of doctor. They will not have desire to collect bhakti. They will always be interested to have, to collect money or praise. Are the things by which our body can be
maintained.
Not maintained.
More than that.
Comfortly. Cumble like this, being a sannyasi, I fell a trap that all gave me this cumble. Which was I using a very sinful. I was better than. So we should always be careful from all these things. Panisthit.
When you came?